Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Before there was Dan Menigan, there was Jake Chapman. Do you remember him, Jeff?
Are you kidding? Those were the glory days.
Do you remember? I think he was with us for, what, 3 minutes?
It was 3 weeks.
It was
but
3 weeks.
They were a fine 3 weeks. And Menigan was here.
It was a glorious
Dana
3 weeks.
Dan was running the board. Jake was,
I know.
Was behind the glass. I mean, that was the A-team of all A-teams.
That might have been the bar ever since then. Downhill. Now this guy leaves us.
That's not
and,
true.
Like, what?
Well, Dan's done a fine job.
Oh, like I said, it's all been great.
Mediocre, baby. That's what we aim for.
We are at the top
Sometimes
of the mountain.
Sometimes we get there.
And then there are days we think about him, and then we realize that he has now elevated himself to the voice of the Orlando Magic. And, man, talk about Orlando. Make it some news, picking up Desmond Bane. No, it's going to put a wrench in what the Cavaliers want to do down the road. Right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline with the longest intro in the history of the show.
It was really long.
Jake Chapman. Hello, Jake.
Jake, you would have yelled at him for that intro.
That is probably true.
Hey, guys, we out of time?
We're done.
Bringing back nightmares for you there, huh, Jake?
Yeah, Jake, pick up your parting gift and get the hell out of here.
I had a feeling, booking me in the 1 o'clock hour, it was going to be one of these sort of winding type of interviews. So here we are. What's going on?
Okay, so as soon as the trade went down, as soon as I see it, I think, all right, well, we got to talk to Jake. This is going to be interesting.
Wait, I said it on the air. I go, can we get Jake on the line and find out what he thinks of this thing?
That was about a day and a half after I read that the trade happened, and I thought, well, we got to get Jake.
Yeah. He also said it ruder than that, Jake.
Way ruder, yes.
Anyhow.
What?
First of all, Jake, you and I have talked. I hate trades like the trade that Orlando made. I hate giving up multiple first-round picks for players. It drives me absolutely nuts. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. In theory, the picks will be lower first-round picks that Orlando gave up. I still hate it, except for one thing. Man, do I love Desmond Bane on that Magic team.
Right. And that's, you know, it was everybody's reaction, Jeff.
Yeah, like, I bet.
Boy, there's some sticker shock when you talk four first-round picks, you know, unprotected. We're talking 3 and 5 years down the road. We're talking pick swaps. And
a couple
Magic
of players.
And a couple of players.
Cole Anthony
well.
And Tavius Caldwell-Pope.
Both of those guys who played big roles last year, one of them was expected to deliver a little bit more so than he did in KCP. The shooting just never came around for really anybody on the team last year. And Cole, who I think you could say there's still a lot left to develop, but boy, he was a real big part of the locker room with the sense of humor and just sort of the heartbeat. I think Jamal Mosley called him the life of the party last year, so... tough to move on from those guys, obviously, but Desmond Bane comes in, ideally, and delivers exactly what you were looking for from KCP last year when you brought him in free agency, but way more so and way more consistent and on a little bit more of a timeline that Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are. So I was ecstatic when I saw it, and then I looked at the picks and I said, oh, we better be good in 2028 and 2030. You're at the point right now, though, and Jeff Weltman said this at the end of the year, the Magic's president of basketball operations, like Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are ready. And they're ready, I think, to lead a team deep into the postseason. And you can't be about development heading into the season next year. You needed to make some tangible changes, really just based on the way the team shot the basketball last year, which was incredibly poorly. So you get one of the best shooters in the league, a guy who does fit as far as the defensive identity goes. But to get good players, you got to give up a whole bunch. So immediate reactions, I think, from both fan bases were, you know, one of those trades that everybody's happy about.
Jake, what does this do to the East? I don't know that you're happy about it. They might be happy about it, but the East might not be, because now Orlando becomes a major pain and probably a team that could maybe have a road to winning the Eastern Conference.
I think no matter what, if you were going to try to be prudent, after the postseason ended and heading into the summer, boy, Jason Tatum's injury – Tom Thibodeau getting fired, the way the Cavs flamed out. Yeah, you look around the Eastern Conference and you say, we got a real shot. You know, the Giannis trade talks, all of that stuff, I think, does weigh in. So, yeah, I mean, the expectation is and should be to make a deep postseason run next season. I think the Cavs, I think the last few weeks have probably changed a little bit of the outlook as far as the Cavs go. You guys can tell me, but, you know, you're not sitting there going, boy, we got to figure out a way to beat Boston, or, man, the Knicks are going to be there for the next 5 years. It's wide open next year. And so if you're Cleveland, to kind of change gears a little bit, I think you can maybe afford to run it back. It's going to be real interesting to see how Kobe approaches this offseason, but for sure it's wide open. And the thought process as far as the Magic go is, we've got two young stars, 25 and under. Let's try to make the next 3 or 4 years really count and give them a team that they can win with.
Prior to the Chardon Hilltoppers, Jake Chapman joining us, former 92.3 The Fanner, now the radio voice of the Orlando Magic. Nicely done. That's an intro right there, right?
How many more intros do you need, Jake?
I'm just letting everybody know who we're listening to.
It's music to my ears. If you want to keep listing my accolades, that sounds great.
Do we have the Jake You're a Moron drop anymore? Is that still live? Do we still play that?
Yeah, there's no more. I haven't been called a moron yet. I mean, I did by my fiance this morning, but I mean, on the air, I haven't been called
That's beautiful. Give it a minute. Dan will find it. So the let's look at this. Jalen sucks. Desmond Bane. Franz. And Paolo. So you've got four guys who are terrific. Wendell Carter, I would assume the center position stays basically the same. And then Anthony Black, a 6'7", third-year guy, point guard. I mean, that team looks like it's built to really compete and compete right away. As you said, finish it off and give Wagner and Banchero what they need. Where do you think expectations are in Orlando?
Well, they're certainly high. Look, I think two seasons ago, and you guys remember the opening round series with the Cavs, obviously, at the very least, like, it sort of served notice that we might have something here. And it was Paolo and Franz, obviously, at the core of all of that. But Jalen Suggs was healthy that season, and it made a huge difference. And you finally saw the leap in year three of Jamal Mosley's tenure. From 23, okay, was kind of spunky win, 23-win team. Then you win 32 games, and okay, all of a sudden we're kind of, the trajectory is going. And then you jump to 47 wins, and it's like, wait, we might want to rethink the timeline a little bit. Last year, Jalen got hurt in January. The season was not the same the rest of the way. Franz and Paolo both dealt with oblique injuries as well. So it was sort of, it was just no, you know, it was a failure to launch last season. You weren't able to gain any traction because of the injury issues. I think if you said, hey, they were injured last year, Franz, Paolo, and Jalen only played 97 minutes together, let's run it back and see where we are, I don't think that would have flown down here, because the offense was so bad last year. The defense has been good for two seasons now. The defense is good enough to steer you deep into the postseason. You needed to make some tangible changes just based on that you're the worst three-point shooting team in the league last year, and it's the NBA in 2025. So I think no matter what, everybody was ready for something to happen. Now, you know, every time you get into the offseason, you get all the silly talk about Trae Young and massive swings. This was a move that I think fit everybody's list of criteria, because you didn't want to just hand the keys over to somebody else. Paolo and Franz have earned the keys to the franchise. And so you wanted a really good complementary piece, but something that made a little bit bigger a splash, I guess, than a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or, you know, going and grabbing a bench guy in free agency. And so I think it sort of checked all of those boxes. And, yeah, because of what we talked about, all the draft capital that you invested here, it better be the next 3 or 4 years where you're trying to contend. So people are excited for next year, but certainly there's a lot of pressure.
Jake, just kind of give me the feel. Like you say, you're excited in there. Like, always, Orlando is a basketball town. I've been down there a couple times for some games, and I'm just trying to get a feel. Like, if that trade went down in Cleveland, like, you know what I'm saying? There's just so many things to do in Orlando, and I'm not ripping the city. I'm just like, is there a genuine, like, oh my God, I can't believe the Magic just made this trade, and holy moly, we do have a chance to, you know, make a run at this thing in the East.
No, you're right. It's different, Andy. It's, you know, it's not Cleveland. I worked in Detroit a few years. It's not that. It's not the East. We don't light up the phone lines after a close loss in the regular season. So there's, and the Magic have been for 37 years now going on, kind of the, you know, perennial runner-up. There's a lot of fans down here still who think that they're, you know, kind of like the Royals or Athletics farm system for the Yankees, as people used to think, right? Like, we get Shaq and Dwight Howard ready, and then we ship them off to the Lakers. And that perception is not necessarily reality, but it's been a long time since the city has had something to really wrap its arms around. The last 2 years, and you guys, again, I'll go back to the Cavs series. Man, I mean, games 3 and 4 and then 6 at Kia Center was absolutely rocking. So there is certainly a rabid fan base when there's something to cheer for. And then I go all the way back. I was a radio producer back when we had Dwight in those years, and that was a whole lot of fun. So when the Magic are good, it's a pretty special place to play because there are a lot of transplants, but there are also a lot of immigrants, people from different cultures, and there's just a really cool vibe when the team is good. When it's not, then people do other things. So I think as far as the trade goes, people are excited, but there's still a little bit, let's wait and see. And if the team is good next year, I mean, we've been selling tickets the last 3 seasons. The team is good next year, then it'll be, you know, I think it'll be kind of an ascendant fan experience over the course of the regular season, and then the playoffs should be awesome.
Jake Chapman joining us, play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic. It's just the beginning of, you know, the offseason. We're still playing games, but here's the first big move in the Eastern Conference. There will be others. Give me your top four teams, not in order, in the East next year. Who you think might have a chance to win this thing?
Oh, boy. I'll put us in the mix. I'll say Orlando and Cleveland right off rip. Like, I think regardless of what the Cavs do, and I've been thinking a lot about where they go from here, I think it makes a lot of sense to, at the very least, see what the core four looks like early in the season to try to manage the load a little bit and stay a little bit healthier for the postseason and to let it sort of pan out. Like, can you gut it through a deep postseason run next year if you're the guys who nagging injuries have kept you out of games the last 2 postseasons? And that's a delicate way of saying they need to be tougher late in the season. And I think there's a pretty good argument that bringing everybody back and making some tweaks is a good plan for Cleveland moving forward. I think we're there. I think we should be. I have no idea what Boston looks like next year. No. I think the Knicks, no matter what, will be, you know, a team to contend with. And then, of course, I'll throw Indiana back in there. So there you go. I'll say Orlando, Cleveland, Indiana, and New York in no particular order. And I think it's very much wide open. I think you got to think about Detroit as well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of a deep conference, and you got teams certainly that are on the come up right now. And so it's going to be pretty interesting these next few years to see who can get over the hump.
Jake, as always, thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Oh, did you really have to do that? Did you really just do that to me, Jake?
Yes.
My God. Yes, thank you.
Old habits die hard, Andy.
They never
there did.
One more time.
Jake, you're a moron.
There it
yes,
is.
Yes, thank you. No, you're not,
it was
Jake.
Like your second day, wasn't
all
it?
All right. Is there any family you want to say hi to before we let you go? Because now you're big time.
Hi, Meredith. Oh, family? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I'm not sure they're listening.
Goodbye. Thanks, Jake.
See you, buddy.
He's Jake Chapman. Never changes. Never changes. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin
and Phelps. You can see Andy's cool little Ohio State shirt.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say something else.
Well, that's a nice little Ohio State shirt.
You didn't say the other thing that was going on.
Oh, you shaved your beard.
No, not really. I mean, I just...
You left the goat.
That's all I left this
morning.
You
have a goatee.
Yeah. I'm not digging it.
I didn't even notice.
I know you didn't.
Well, the beard looked good. I
know, there's
the
no way.
Good.
It was starting to itch last night. I had to get rid of it. And this will be gone by tomorrow. Because normally you say you look like Michael Andretti.
Well, you do look like Michael Andretti.
Is that true or
when
false?
When you grow the beard.
Not the beard or the...
The whole thing.
If
you put on shades, I'd say, hi, Michael.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
I'd be like, check out my car outside. It just parked out there.
There we go.
Got stupid birds flying into my windows. That's what I would say. Did we get an answer for that, by the way?
Yeah, our social media mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. We will take other suggestions as well. Please don't think it ends here. To catch anybody up who missed it, Andy is running into issues where he has a what we believe is a blue jay. Again, not ornithological experts over here.
Yeah, it is blue.
Bird that's blue in color.
We are not ornithologists on this show. We are hardly sports talk hosts. But Andy's running into an issue where a blue bird, we believe a blue jay, is pecking at his window and causing it all sorts of issues on his car.
Now that I'm looking at it, it is a blue bird, not a blue jay.
Oh, it has the little orange chest rather than the...
I actually think blue jays have more color to them. They kind of... There's more going on there.
Home the not ornithology.
Yes. That's the physical term for it. Not
all
as
I
much.
Know is that bird is blue.
Here's what I'm telling you. Bluebirds and blue jays are distinct bird species, despite having both blue in their name and their plumage.
What is a plumage?
Yes.
Plumage.
It's plumage.
No, it's plumage. P-L-U-M. Plumage.
Oh, God.
Bluebirds are smaller with a reddish-orange breast. You were right, Jeff. They do. They have a reddish-orange breast.
Thanks, Andy.
And they are a little bit more subdued blue on their head, back, and wings. This thing is driving me absolutely insane.
Man, I'm sitting outside my backyard having cigarettes. Sure enough, there done come a zebra.
And he was blue.
Anywho.
He was a bummed out zebra.
Now that we've established all of that, Scooter chiming in saying, fold your mirrors in when it's
That's
parked.
A good call, Scooter. Thank you. Yeah,
that is a good one.
I think that's the only answer, right? Although, you know, we have people that want to help us out. They always want to help us out.
You can have little pictures of an owl. Just put an owl on that mirror.
I'm not putting a little picture of an owl, and it barely works.
You put it
up
in your house.
It barely works. It's a basement window that, like, nobody can see, but except for a bird that wants to keep flying into the window over and over again.
They end up dead, you know. They just smash themselves.
So I thought the humane thing to do
would guys
be
are done.
Put the picture of the owl up there, right? I don't know. Maybe I can get. Do they make little plastic owls that I can put on the rearview mirror, on the driver's side mirror? No, no one's helping me, man. You guys are all looking into outer space like I don't even exist.
Doing a slight bit of work over here. What?
Nothing. We were just talking about your raise that you just missed because you didn't answer the question on time.
You know, that checks out. I mean, Lord knows I didn't deserve it anyway.
Wait a second.
Ballot.
Brian is in Brecksville. Brian, give me an answer, would you please? How are you?
Yeah. So, Andy, if you can see the blue on the bluebird,
yes,
it must be sunny. It must be sunny, because it only shows up if the light shines on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, well, that makes sense.
And bluebirds typically are not around homes. You'll find them in fields, and or wood lines. And my suggestion to you is, you might have some bugs in and around your mirrors when you go to bed at night. Tilt your mirrors in and give them a couple days at night, and they will move on to another food source.
Well, you think that there's
nice job, Brian.
Bugs inside the mirrors of my car?
So, of course. I mean, so if you look at your mirror,
yeah,
on the outside edges of the what used to be glass, it's now plastic.
Sure.
There's gaps.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So your mirror can move.
Yeah.
And your mirror, right. So if I were you, I'll just grab your mirrors. If you don't have a button in your car that can move them in at night, physically grab them and move them in at night and give it a couple of days, and they will move on to another source of food.
Brian, you are super friend of the show for this advice. I appreciate it.
I doubt they're bluebirds.
They don't, but this doesn't.
Got to be a blue jay.
It does not look like a blue jay, though. Like, I'm looking at a picture of a bluebird right now. It looks like a bluebird.
Bluebirds are iridescent, which means they require light to reflect the blue of them. Otherwise, they look just like a brown bird with, as Jeff said earlier, like a rufous or a red breast.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Can somebody look up Rufus real quick?
Only if you can look up Chaka Khan.
Sorry. I was about to say something worse. You said
I mean, we are talking about sports. We're talking about the Blue Jays, right?
Fearless leader just sent us on a group text.
What'd he say?
He's got a bodysuit of an owl, and it says, I'm going to need Andy to stand in the front yard in this until the bird finds a new home.
Did he send it to both of them?
Oh, you've got it.
Did he put it on? He's going to put it on social media.
I sure hope he does. Do it, Fearless Leader.
Oh, here we wait. I have other advice. Owls enrage Blue Jays. They like to pick at them while they're sleeping, so I don't know if you should put one on your window. Oh. Huh. Buddy Josh sent me that.
Nice job, Josh.
I didn't know that. Well, but I don't have problems in my basement anymore. So it must, I don't know. Maybe I need to do something better. I cannot believe these pictures that I'm getting now. What a life we lead. What were we talking about before? Oh, we were talking to Jake Chapman. We were talking basketball.
Yeah, heaven forbid we get back to...
What did you get out of our wisdom from Jake?
I got that a guy whose opinion that we all really respect when it comes to the NBA feels the same way we do. Wide open in the Eastern Conference next year. I mean, just because the Cavs had the best record, I don't think that they're going to be the team to beat. The Knicks are going to be really good. I think the Magic are going to be really good. I think the Pistons are going to be good. I can't rule out Boston because they'll figure something out and might get Tatum back late. The Milwaukee Bucks, as long as they have Giannis, have a puncher's chance, and who knows what they put around him. Miami always seems to find a way to compete. Atlanta is interesting, and I love Quinn Snyder as a coach. And I keep looking at Philadelphia as the sleeping giant that just slept through the entire season because Joel Embiid just didn't play. And if they can figure out how to keep him on the floor for about 60 games and have him healthy in March and April, look out, man. They could be really good. So it could just be wildly competitive. I would tell Cav fans this. Completely lower your expectations for the regular season and raise your expectations for the postseason. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And by the way, isn't that the way we want it to be?
I would think so.
I go back and think about how frustrated were you at the end of the year, right? You're like, here we go, best record. This is like best season ever with no LeBron. And, you know, and then all of a sudden they got injured. They didn't play the same kind of basketball they played all season long. Other teams were peaking at the right time, a.k.a. the Pacers. And the
Knicks.
And the Knicks, yeah.
Knicks were good.
I just think that there's an opportunity for this team to come back as is. I'm just curious if the rest of the league didn't just catch up with them, you know, as far as regular season. But and I don't even know if it's catch up with them. It's just they caught a ton of great breaks this year. That's why I think they were able to be so successful. I mean, it wasn't even a race. It wasn't even a race to win the East.
And, not much of one.
And I don't know if Boston was just kind of, you know, just kind of chill for the regular season, knowing that they didn't have to. I can't imagine walking into a game thinking, well, we don't have to play our best, you know, during the regular season. But the truth is, it's kind of the way it is. I wish it wasn't. Ask Indiana. Look where they are. I mean, yes, they could be eliminated. As the you know runner-up of the NBA this year, but I mean they made it to the finals. It's a difficult task trying to figure out exactly what the Cavaliers can do. I still think they're not going to be able to make any moves.
Do you think that do you think the Magic making this move makes it much more imperative that other teams in the East? I'm not going to just say the Cavs. That other teams in the East really take a significant even deeper look at their rosters and maybe pull the trigger on something they might not have pulled the trigger on before.
Because they can be aggressive because they think the East is so wide open?
Or? No, because you look at Orlando and you think, at least I think this, I look at Orlando and I think, okay, beat that. Beat that team. Because I think they have a take away their center position. They have two forwards and two guards who are as good, if not better, than any four combination in the NBA with two guards and two forwards. I don't know if there's a better quartet of guys at those two spots in the NBA on one team. And you know, are they the best guys in the league? No, they're not. But show me a team that has two better guards and two better forwards than the Orlando Magic. I mean, that's a tough call. because those guys are good. And that's going to propel them. And you have four guys who can score and handle the ball, Andy, and they're all at least 6'5". And that's, you know, you miss one of those guys on a given night, you might not even notice.
Do we say this, though, based on what we're watching right now, too? I know what you're saying. I know you laid out the roster, but now do you feel like, you know, like in the NFL, everyone wants to copycat, do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, what is that blueprint that Indiana laid out this year? And does that mean that blueprint's going to be taken by other teams? I don't know.
I
think for Indiana, though, they play hard.
You know why?
They play aggressive. They play defense. They're not scared to press. They're engaged for the entire game.
What they do?
When they go behind, because they make mistakes.
They
That's
play
all.
The game the right way. And I don't know. Let me take that back. They play the game what a lot of folks think is an old school right way to play the game. And any team can do that. It's just in today's NBA, there's, you know, so many teams that have superstar players and they get away from that. They don't share shots like Indiana does. They don't move the ball. More pass. I saw the other day.
They are a never quit relentless team. That's right. Just what they are.
There were two stats. Terry Pluto had these in a story. Terry wrote, they get the ball across half court faster than any team in the NBA. The analytics show that. And they have more passes per possession than any team in the NBA. What does that do? It means when you get the ball up the floor in a hurry, the defense doesn't have a chance to set up. And then when you move the ball like crazy, the defense is chasing, looking, you know, to defend the shot, and they kick to the open man. It means they get a lot of open looks. It's just an old school right way to play the game. Not the only way you can win, but when it's a great way to play.
Is that the formula for success? And did Indiana just lay it out for you? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.